Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again, on tonight, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Once again, that's from 8 to 9 p.m. each and every Thursday and Saturday night. As always, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, as he gets ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. And yes, today is Saturday night, June 9th, 2018. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please take a moment and go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give you honor, glory, and praise because of who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward us. Even in the midst and in spite of ourselves, we know that we are undeserving of your grace or your mercy. So we just thank you for both of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ that you would move by your spirit through your word as you use your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, on tonight. If he brings forth your word, that it will prick the hearts and minds of those that are maybe listening who are not saved in your son Jesus' name, who do not have a personal relationship with your son Jesus Christ, it's our hope and prayer and desire that someone will come forth, they will open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight and give their lives and hearts and minds to Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And once they are saved in his name, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Is our prayer for them on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And we come lifting up all those in a special manner, Heavenly Father, that are dealing with suicide and mental issues and suicide tension or suicide, have thoughts in their minds of committing suicide. We know that those are nothing but thoughts that come from the enemy. And we know that we are, as your servants of the Most High God, we are to lift up all those that are burdened down and have troubles on their hearts and minds that they cannot handle themselves. So we stand in the gap for them on tonight. The faithful doers of your word all over the land, we touch and agree on the behalf of those that are dealing with mental issues and challenges on tonight, that you would touch, heal, and deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ, that they would turn around and give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and let the world know that it was you who have healed them. is our prayer for them in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight that have lost loved ones. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you would touch their hearts. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your loving care. That you let them know that you are with them, even in the midst of the loss of loved ones. And that you are the one who makes the decision. You have the final word over every last one of us. So we pray, Lord, that you will comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight, as only you can, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you will help us to decrease on tonight, myself, also Deacon Marvin Cox, and also not only help us so that we may decrease, so that you may increase in us, but we also ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and not only us, but our family members as well, so that everything that we do for you, Heavenly Father, will not be in vain. We just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, because you are worthy of the praise on tonight. We just glorify your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. Have your way over this worldwide platform on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer, say amen. Well, amen. We do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, Christians must be determined to do what God say we can do. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Christians must be determined, and the main key word there is be determined. Again, Christians must be determined to do what God says we can do. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I have two announcements that I would like to make before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox to bring forth the Word of God on tonight. And the first one is during the prayer, we were talking about suicide. This is a real issue and that some people are struggling with on a daily basis. People are committing suicide all over the world every day. And we know that it's none but the trick of the enemy because he's still doing what he does. He comes to steal and destroy. So there is a national suicide prevention hotline. If you have a pen or paper, please take this number down. You may know someone, or if you're dealing with suicide tensions you're thinking about suicide yourself, or you may know someone that is dealing with suicide issues or thinking about committing suicide. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255, and someone is available 24 hours a day to receive your call. Again, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, there is someone available to receive your calls 24 hours a day. My next announcement is Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar, which will be taking place on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon, and the location is 8651 Mount Elliott. That's on the east side of Detroit. Lunch will be provided. For more information, you can call area code 248-996-9895, or you can go to their website, which is spiritualcareofsouthfield.org. You can ask for Sharon Ford. Once again, the Spiritual Care of Southfield presents a suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon, and the location is 8651 Mount Elliott. Once again, it's on the east side of Detroit, Michigan. Lunch will be provided. If you need more information, you can call area code 248-996-9895, or you can go to their website, which is spiritualcareofsouthfield.org, and ask for Sherman Ford. Those are my announcements for tonight. I do pray that you took that number down regarding the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Everyone needs to take that number down and have it readily available, just in case if you overhear someone or you may know someone that is contemplating or thinking about committing suicide. Do not hesitate to pick up that phone and dial that number on their behalf. So we just thank God for who he is on tonight. We thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to bring forth God's word. And as always, he's going to share another inspirational poem with us on tonight. He always shares motivational poems with us, the listeners, and we are being helped and blessed by those poems. So we say congratulations to Deacon Marvin Cox on the different poems of inspiration that he brings forth over this worldwide platform. So before he comes forth with the word on tonight, again, I do pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to bring forth God's word. We are going to go to our music break right now. I pray that we as Christians realize that we need to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. All those that are saved in Jesus' name, we are covered by his blood. So we want to know that our loved ones are covered by the blood of Jesus as well. So it is very important if we know that we have loved ones in our families, we have friends, we have neighbors, co-workers on our jobs, even your enemies, they all need to be saved. If they're not saved in Jesus' name, they need to be saved in Jesus' name so that they too can be covered by the Lord. So that's our music break song for today, Cover Me, Lord. Once we come back from the music break, I'm going to come back and yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem, and he's going to go directly into the Word of God on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Get this poem out of the cold church earth.
Cover me, Lord, with
yeah. bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Isn't it good to know that you are covered by the Lord? You're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. For those that are saved in Jesus' name, we are covered by his precious blood on tonight. So we thank God to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are covered by the Lord himself. So right now, we are so excited to bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox. Once again, he comes forth every second Thursday night. I'm sorry, every second every second Thursday night and also every second Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox comes forth bringing forth the Word of God and also sharing inspirational poems. And once again, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And tonight is Saturday night, June 9th, 2018. So right now, again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's Word on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you to share with us your inspirational poem and then also to go directly into the Word of God on tonight.
Amen. Once again, I thank the Lord for this awesome opportunity to bring forth his Word. Words alone cannot express the gratitude that I have to the Lord for allowing me to bring forth this, as well as also I thank the Lord for using Brother Brown to use me and allow me to be an instrument for his word. Now, tonight's poem is basically self-explanatory, as most of them are, and it's directed at those people that have become frustrated in the house of prayer, who feel that you can't or you're not getting the proper recognition that you deserve or that have had troubles, but regardless of where you go, you're going to have difficulties, whether it's in the church, whether it's in your home, whether it's on your job, whether it's out in the streets. Wherever you go, there are going to be some difficulties. There are going to be some hurt feelings. But tonight's poem is concerning church hurt. And it reads, church hurt is so hard to overcome. It makes you leave the place that you should never run from. Satan is setting you up, and your pride is the bait. There can never be unity if we choose to separate. Away from the people who caused me this pain by saying I'm not going back to that church again. But our spiritual leaders are human too. They make mistakes like we all do. You say that dreadful situation I don't want to relive. But one of the lessons in the church, one of the first lessons is we must learn to forgive. Forgiveness for the offenses that we do unto others and the ones we receive by our sisters and brothers. By staying away, we may feel justified and we won't go back because of our pride. They got a whole lot of nerve for treating me like that, so pass me my coat and give me my hat. I'll just stay home and punish them all, and I won't even answer the phone when anybody calls. Even though the devil is a liar, I thought he told the truth. Me staying away from God's house is definitely the proof. If you don't want to end up in the fire, stop believing the words of a condemned liar. In this world, we may not always agree, but church hurt is designed to make you flee. Ask the Lord to take your pain and frustration away, and until the Lord tells you to leave, please stay. Amen. Now, our next I'm going to immediately go into the Lord's lesson for tonight. And it's a good lesson. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, the Lord gave me a teaching ability that there's always a story within the story. And sometimes we may be off of the main topic, but we still have a story to tell. Now, tonight's lesson is coming from the Gospel as recorded by St. Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10. And it reads, and I'm reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to the guests with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." I've just read unto you from the book of St. James, Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may he edify our souls forever. Now, from the said scriptures that I just read unto you, the thought tonight is coming from the fifth verse. But I will be periodically going back and forth within those 10 verses to expound upon what is being said. And it reads, this is the fifth verse of the 19th chapter of the book of St. Luke. And it reads, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Now, our topic for tonight is come down quickly. Now, I have to give you a history of Zacchaeus and what he was about. Now, Zacchaeus, in verse number 1 or verse number 2, it says that, "And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich." So we know that in today's standard, Zacchaeus would be what you would call the head of the finance committee. He would be, if he was President Trump's appointee, he would be the financial secretary, because he's in charge of the IRS. And it says that he was a rich man. He was a tax collector. He was a publican, and one of the most hated people during that time. Your harlots and your tax collectors were some of the most hated during that particular generation. And it says that he not only was a publican, but he was a rich man. And so how he gained his riches, we'll get into that in following verses. "And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature." So God's word tonight is telling us that Zacchaeus was a short man. He was a small man. He was a tiny man. He was a puny man. He could not stand or he could not see over the people that were in front of him. So if you notice how we are, some of us are small in the church. Some of us cannot see over the lady in the front row who has the big hat on. Some of us cannot see among the over the top of that man that stands 6'4" and who always seems to occupy a seat in front of us. So Zacchaeus, he said to himself that he was going, he wanted to see the Lord. He wanted to see what the Lord was about. He wanted to experience this Jesus fellow that was coming through Jericho. So he knew and he was aware of the route for which the Lord was taken. So he saw in the distance, okay, and it said in verse number 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. So he mapped out the route that Jesus would take, but from where he was, he did not have what you would consider a good vantage point. So he looked before, which sometimes what we should do, we should look ahead. We are caught in the now so much that we don't look ahead into the future. So he looked ahead, and he seen the sycamore tree, and his brain began to connect with, if I could get into that sycamore tree and get me a good vantage point, I'll be able to just see the Lord as he passes by. So my brothers and my sisters, this is letting us know it's a lot of mountains sometimes that we must climb in order to get the proper vantage point that we need. It's a vantage point that we need so that we could see the Lord. Sometimes just knowing that he's there is not good enough. Some of us, like the lady at the who had the issue of blood, we have to press through the crowd to make sure that he is who he say he is, and so that we could see him, so that we could touch him, so that we could be ministered unto. So Zacchaeus, we don't know what his motivation was at that time, but he had a certain desire to see the Lord. So he knew that from where he stood, he would not be able to see the Lord. So he looked ahead, and he ran to that tree. And see, sometimes when you place yourself in a lofty position, there are people that are going to notice you. There are people, when you try to get some type of elevation in your life, there are some people who will notice you. There are some people who will criticize you. There are some people who will put you down and don't think that you deserve to be in the place for which you should be. But see, Zacchaeus at that particular time, these things did not matter to him. He just wanted to see the Lord. He wanted to be a part of what was going on. And so it said, and he ran before. So he ran hastily. We know haste means to do something quickly, do something in a hurry, do something spontaneously, do something without hesitation. So he ran because he knew that the Lord would be passing by that soon. And when Jesus came, this is verse number 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him. If you notice, it said Jesus came to him because he had perched himself in a place. He had perched himself into that sycamore tree. So Jesus looked up, but the Lord had a word for him. And he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy place. So this is where our thought is coming from this evening. Come down quickly. It did not say come down from your perch. It did not say come down from your high horse. The Lord knew that he was up in the tree, but he said come down. Now, in other publications, it may indicate the source of where he was, but in King James Version, it says, the Lord looked up and said to him, come down, for I must abide at thy house. Now, what is a mystery to to some people, or what would be a mystery to some people, is that the Lord looked up and he called this gentleman by his name. He said, Zacchaeus, come down, make haste. Now, you wonder if the Lord is just passing through and he look up into a tree and he see an individual who he have never seen before, how would he know the gentleman's name? But see, sometimes the Lord has to call you out personally, just like he did with Lazarus when he told Lazarus to come forth from the grave. He told, because it might have been, did not say whether anybody else was in that tree. Just like when the Lord called Lazarus from the grave, there could have been many people that were sleeping in their grave, but if the Lord would just say, come forth, then no telling how many of the dead would have came forth. But he personalized it, and he told Zacchaeus, he said, come down. But see, we could attribute this to what you would call supernatural knowledge or supernatural understanding, which comes up under the title of omniscience, which the Lord is all-seeing and all-knowing. He may not necessarily call your name out, but he knows who you are. But he told Zacchaeus, he said, come, make haste, and come down. And the most important thing from that say, for today, I must be at thy house. Now, we're going to leave that open for a little while. So I must abide at thy house. So this was the perfect invitation for Zacchaeus not only to be a spectator. He went from being a spectator to being a participant. How sometimes we do in the house of prayer. We come there, we observe things, but the Lord made him part of his service for that particular night. He said, I want to abide. I have a need. No, excuse me. He said, I must abide at thy house. For today, this specific day, he was destined to abide at the house of Zacchaeus. So, verse number 6, moving expeditiously along. And it says, and when Jesus, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. So if you look at it, it turned from a curiosity thing until joy. It turned from a curiosity, I want to see this Jesus as he comes by, to a personal invitation. Now we know that, as I said, that the tax collectors, the publicans, they were looked down on because Matthew was a tax collector. We know that tax collectors, even nowadays, we know that the IRS, not unless you're getting a refund, is not your friend. We know that there are many penalties, and we know that they can forfeit your house and take your car and shut your business down. So we know that the IRS in our society, as well as societies past, are really not the best people that people would want to be around. But it said that he received the Lord joyfully. Now, wouldn't it be nice to be able to be in a position to go from being a spectator to just watch the Lord come past, for him to give you that invitation and to call you by name and say he want to abide at your house that particular day. So he came down. He received the Lord joyfully. He was overcome with joy. He was happy that the Lord looked up and noticed him, because a lot of things, we may be in a lofty position, but a lot of times there are so many downtrodden people in this world that they don't have the ability to look up because they're depressed. As Brother Brown was saying in his prayer earlier concerning the suicide, there are some people that feel that there is no reason, as life is to them today, there is no reason for them to look up. There is no reason for them to be optimistic about anything. So they're discontinuing their life. But see, the Lord is a reason for us to look up. And see, while I'm at it, he told Zacchaeus to come down, because why? If you think about it, no one, or we should never put anyone above the Lord. So it was a need for him to come down, because the Lord does not pass under anyone. He passes over them. This is important for us to know, because sometimes we will situate ourselves and put ourselves in a lofty position, and it will make us feel that we are superior above somebody. We will put ourselves in an elevated place. But the Lord told him, come down. Make haste. Come down from that perch that you have established yourself on. And so moving right along, verse number 7. It said, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Now, as I said earlier, they recognized Zacchaeus as a sinner. Now, I'm talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they always are somewhere in the crowd. They're always those naysayers and those ones that come to the house of prayer just to put other folks down. And they grumbled. And we have people who, when the Lord has need for them, or when the Lord calls them, or when the Lord pays special attention to them, you have people that grumble. Sometimes when an individual we all know is a sinner, and the pastor says, brothers, so-and-so, come on up here. Brother Johnson, come on up here. We want to pray for you. Or Brother Johnson, you know, the church want to gift you with, pay your rent, because they know that he was a gambler and that the Lord want to bless him. But for whatever reason the Lord blesses somebody, that's none of our business. But you have those people that are in the church and that are around the church who will find something wrong when the Lord blesses somebody. So these Pharisees and Sadducees, they were grumbling about, he got a lot of nerve talking about the Lord. But see, the Lord can bless who he wants to bless. He can call who he wants to call. And sometimes he calls those out that everybody know they would necessarily have a bad record, or they got a blemish, or they're not who they supposed to be, to show favor unto those individuals. So we cannot question why the Lord do these things. Okay, now we're going to move right along to verse number 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So this is telling us that Zacchaeus, he repented. When the Lord called him down from whatever position he was holding up there in that tree, he came down joyfully. He came down with a repentant heart. He came down saying, I do give to the poor. And if any man, he said, if it's a false accusation against me, because and during that time, if you notice, just like it is now, if the IRS mistakenly takes something from you and they're not authorized to take it, they would pay you back with interest. And see, at that time, he said, we'll give it back fourfold. So they would add 25% on to whatever it was that they took. If they took $75, they would pay you back $100. So he said that he was sorry. This is a message of repentance right here. This is a message that Zacchaeus was sorry, because he said that he had given to the poor. But see, sometimes giving to the poor is good. But see, we might have that Robin Hood attitude where we take from the rich and give to the poor. But if we unjustly take from anybody, then we are guilty of sinning. We must be fair in our mind. We must be fair in our procedures. So the Lord has let each and every last one of us know that we must, under all circumstances, be fair. And see, if you notice, Zacchaeus came down quickly. He came down from that high position that he had. He thought about, well, if I have done, if there's a false accusation out there concerning me, Lord, I want to make it right. Lord, I want to do what is right in your eyesight, because you said to me a few minutes ago that you wanted to abide at my house. Now, can you imagine the privilege that it is for the Lord to abide at your house? Could you imagine the privilege and the honor it is for him to call you by name? So we must adhere to what the Lord wants us to do. We must come down quickly. Whatever it is that we have established in our minds and our hearts against our brothers and our sisters, we must come down from that attitude that we have against our brothers and our sisters. We must come down from those things that is separating us and putting us in a position that we are almost impossible to communicate with. Now, the Lord will tell us upon the most circumstances of what it is that he will have for us to do. But sometimes we be so heady, and here goes another word I'm going to throw at you, and high-minded. Well, we have put ourselves once again in that lofty position where we say to ourselves, can't nobody tell me nothing. Well, I disagree with that, because somebody can tell you something. If they're telling you the truth, they can tell you something. If they're telling you you need to repent, they can tell you something. If they're telling you that you're wrong, they can tell you something. So you can have a conversation with anybody. Anybody can have a conversation with you if they're telling you what thus saith the Lord. Now, if you're saying, I don't want to hear it, then you're not rejecting that individual. You are rejecting the Lord. So as I said, we got to be totally mindful of what it is that the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to come down quickly, because sometimes it takes us a lifetime to build up animosity against our brother. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to build up resentment towards our neighbor. It takes a lifetime for us to build up jealousy in our hearts against our loved ones. But we got to come down quickly. If I want to be blessed, I got to come down quickly. I got to come to my senses. I have to put myself in a position that I'm the recipient of that which God will want me to have. So he told the brother, he said, come down quickly. Make haste. I was paraphrasing when I said come down quickly, but he said make haste, going back to number 5. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. So this is what we got to do. We got to make haste, and we got to come down. Whatever it is that has been assembled in our hearts and in our minds and in our families, sometimes we have what you would call a family tradition of hatred. We just hate somebody because our family hates somebody. Now, I'm going to call the Hatfields and the McCoys to the stand right fast. Now, the third and fourth generation of Hatfields and McCoys, why do you hate the McCoys? Well, my daddy hated them, and my mama hated them, and my grandpappy hated them. McCoys, why do you hate the Hatfields? The same reasons. So it's time to let some of these family traditions go. We're holding on to these things because they don't belong to us, but because they have become a tradition in our families and in our hearts and in our minds. We carry these things out and we pass them on from one generation to the next generation. So it's time for us to come on down from these things. Now I'm going to move right on to verse number 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. So this is the reason why we must come down, because salvation, come down quickly to salvation, come down quickly to love, come down quickly to all of those things that the Lord will give unto you. Come down, dismount your high beast. Come on down quickly, because the Lord has want to abide at your house. Now, see, we're not talking about that house, that building that's made out of brick and mortar. We're not talking about that house today. We're talking about that house that that soul dwells in that the Lord gave you. We're talking about that house. We're talking about that body. We're talking about that soul that is in that house. We're talking about that salvation. The Lord says, and I'm going to read it once again, verse number 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. I'm going to stop right there. And why is salvation come to this house? Because he came down quickly. He responded to that which the Lord wanted him to do. He repented. He was sorrowful if he had done anything. See, if it was any lies out there about him, that he would make restitution even for the lies, the false accusation that would come against him, if he had done any man wrong. So with him saying that, Zacchaeus saying that, he cleaned his slate, and the Lord was able, say, at this day, at this time, salvation has come to this house. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to say or be able to hear the Lord say it, salvation has come to this house, this day? Now, I've been waiting all my life, and I know that most of you probably also have been waiting all your life for salvation to come to your house, to be saved, to be set apart, to be sanctified, to be put into that position where the Lord has need of your presence, where the Lord wants to bless you personally. So we must come down quickly and repent. Come down quickly and quit putting ourselves above others. See, that's the purpose of coming down from that tree, because or coming down from that lofty position, or coming down from that penthouse, or coming down from whatever it is that is separating you from the mass. Now would be a good time for us to come down, because it shouldn't take all day. If I were you, I wouldn't take all day. Come on down and be saved. Come on down and start loving your brother right. Come on down and do the things that is pleasing into the eyesight of God, because sometimes we separate ourselves and put ourselves into that position that we feel. Come down quickly and be a little bit more charitable in your giving. Come down and quickly and start tithing right. Come down quickly and be obedient to your parents. Come down quickly and love ye one another as God has loved us. Because we have so many different things that are preventing us from doing what it is that the Lord will have us to do. It's time for us to make haste. We don't have all day. It's time for us to respond to what it is that the Lord will have us to do. It's time to come down quickly. Come down without hesitation. Come down without grumbling. Come down without saying that, you know, my riches is up at the top of the hill. I can't come down there into the valley. Because if you write whatever it is that you have that is right in the Lord is going to protect those things. But he wants you to come down to bring forth that salvation, to bring forth that repentance that is necessary. Verse number 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So my brothers and my sisters, it's time for us to come down and find ourselves. Come down and quit being lost. Come down and see our brothers and our sisters, see the need that is there, even just for them to talk to us, even for them just to fellowship with us. There's a need for us to come down quickly, because it's very easy to get ourselves out of position. It's very easy to put ourselves in that position where we are unapproachable, or people hold us on a lofty. They don't know how I put it this way, how people will put you on on a pedestal and make you feel, or they feel in their heart because of the status that you have, that you are unapproachable. No man is supposed to be intimidated by no other man. We're only supposed to have and go to the Lord in trembling and in fear. No preacher on this earth should any one of us be intimidated by. Now, we could be intimidated by the power that the Lord wields through him, but no preacher and no congregation should be unapproachable. So, my brothers and my sisters, it's time for each and every last one of us to come down. Come down and stop that grumbling. Come down, because no one is above the is above the Lord. Come down and be a part of it. Separation is not the answer. It's time. I implore you. I beseech you. I beg with you. I plead with you, and all those other things, for us to come on down. Not only you, but myself. And when the Lord give me something, regardless of the accolades that Brother Brown have given me in the past, I cannot put myself in that position whereas I feel that I am above the Lord because people say a few nice things about me, or people say a few nice things about you. It's time to take what they're saying and come on down. Come down quickly. So whoever you are, or whoever you may be, whatever position you have climbed yourself into, or the Lord didn't allow you to be in, there are people who wants to have that fellowship with you. There are people who wants to abide with you. The Lord wants to abide at your house. I say that's a personal invitation for each and every last one of us. And if I was you, I would not be reluctant to accept that invitation. I would do what it is that the Lord has asked me to do. Come on down and forgive. Come on down and recognize. Like that city that sits upon a hill, it cannot be hid. You cannot be hid. Somebody is noticing you. Because, see, that tree that Zacchaeus climbed into, sometimes being in a high place can be a dangerous thing. Sometimes being at ground level is the best place that you can be. So I just thank the Lord for once again this opportunity. And the word for tonight is come down quickly. We don't have the time that we think that we have. Come down and be humble. Come down and do what it is that the Lord will have you to do. And I know in my heart and in my mind, if you're lost, the Lord will find you. The Lord will set you right back in the place for which you need to be, because there's a lot of us that is walking around lost. A lot of us that cannot navigate our way through the intricacies of life. A lot of us that need to come down, need to stop thinking some of the things that we're thinking, stop doing some of the things that we're doing. So this is not only an invitation for Zacchaeus to come down, but it's an invitation for everybody up under the sound of my voice to come on down and come down quickly. Make haste. Do it in a hurry. Don't hesitate. So may God bless you, and may he ever keep you. So that's our word for tonight. And I pray that you got a thought out of it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What an awesome word for tonight. Come down quickly. And the reason why we should come down quickly, Deacon Marvin Cox just summed it all up. If you are saved in Jesus' name today, we must come down quickly. And why should we do that? We must be about our Heavenly Father's business.
Right.
Going out into the hedges and the highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls that are still spiritually blind to become saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because time is not as long as it has been. The handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see the signs? through the hurricanes and the volcano eruptions, the tornadoes, the tsunamis, the wildfires, everything, the killings that's going on, the hating and the bullying, the suicides that's going on and around the world. It all boils down to this. The enemy, Satan, is still doing what he does. He's going around killing. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's still doing what he does, killing, dividing, and diminishing households and marriages and families and ministries and communities, even nations. So we who are born again in the body of Jesus Christ, we must come down quickly. And again, we must be about our Heavenly Father's business as an individual and also as a corporate body of believers. So I think that we need to come down quickly from whatever position we are in the body of Christ. We need to come down quickly, and we need to get out into the hedges and the highways, into the streets, where the people are, where the people are really hurting, because we can only do so much behind the four walls of the church. We can go in and praise and give God glory and praise and magnify his name together as a corporate body of believers. But what are we doing outside of the four walls of the church? When we hear so many people committing suicides, we hear so many families and marriages are being broken up and torn apart. Ministries are being torn apart, all because of the enemy. And the enemy can only do what we allow him to do. He works through people just like God does. So it is high time for the body of Christ to come down quickly and be about our Heavenly Father's bidding, because Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And he is a faithful rewarder of those that are being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. So we thank God for Deacon Margaret Cox for that awesome poem, Church Hurt, and then for the word of God that came through him titled Come Down Quickly. So we thank God for our man of the hour, Deacon Marvin Cox. We continue to pray for him and lift him up in prayer that God will continue to bless him and use him to be everything that God has called and ordained for him to be for such a time as this. And not only Deacon Marvin Cox, but every listener over this worldwide platform that are being faithful doers of God's word. That's what I love about God. He is not like man. You can tell me, you can tell your pastor, your mother, your friend, you can tell them that you're in the body of Christ and you're doing this and that or the other for the kingdom of God. But if your heart is not right and your heart is not in it, God sees that. And you are whatever you're doing it for the show of the world, to be pleasing to men. But, you know, it is better to obey God rather than man. So we are to be pleasing to God rather than man. We are to obey those that have ruled over us. The word of God tells us that we are to pray for them. And we are to obey them that have ruled over our lives. But we, too, must remember that man is man. Man is not God. So who's to put are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Or are you going to believe the report of the world? So I stand on the word of God on tonight. I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox, and I pray that you were blessed by the word. As I was blessed, as I'm always blessed by Deacon Marvin Cox, as he always shares with us the word of God. So I'm going to pray as we get ready to close out tonight's program, but I want the worldwide listeners to know, as I've said before, and I'm going to say it again tonight, and especially for the first-time listeners, I may not know who you are. I may not know your name or where you are, but God knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you are, and he knows exactly what you stand in need of. Know that I, the executive director of this video broadcast, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I definitely keep you, the listeners, in my prayers all the time. And I'm asking that you would keep this ministry, this worldwide platform, this broadcast, keep it in your prayers that it would be everything that God has called and ordained for it to be for such a time as this. And not only for this broadcast, but for every guest that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, we want to keep each one of them lifted up in prayer that they would continue to be the men and women that God has called for them to be, to stand on his word in these last and evil days. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to anoint us, continue to strengthen us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, that we can stand on your word and be doers of your word, faithful doers, faithful, committed doers of your word, and not just hearers only. That you will be glorified through us in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, and even on tonight, that on tomorrow, every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name, that you will move by your spirit, have your way, move by your spirit through each vessel that's going to stand on your word and declare your word on tomorrow, that many souls will be saved on tomorrow, many souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified after hearing your word on tomorrow is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So have your way, Lord, in each and every one of our lives, that you will be glorified is our prayer. And for this we give you glory, honor, and praise because you're worthy to be praised. And all the people, God, that are trusting in the room of this prayer said, amen. Well, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, we're going to continue to do what? We're going to continue to give God what? Total praise. Why? He is worthy of our praise. Until the next time.